For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. President Obama is in Panama meeting at the Summit of the Americas, and it could pay big dividends for Arkansas rice growers. U.S. Senator John Bozeman, a Republican from Rogers, joins me in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jacob.
The more sensational news coming out of the president's journey today and tomorrow is to meet with leaders from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Is that for the first time Cuba will be there? One more signal and an avalanche, better economic ties around the corner.
Well, I think the economic ties are very, very important. In the studies that they've done, Arkansas really comes out number one with the ability to trade agricultural products. So this would be a potentially a great market for us. But also, I think it's, something that could be so helpful to the people of Cuba. In the sense, when you trade, you not only trade goods and services, but you trade ideas. You build those relationships. That's how I think you change the world.
Arkansas's congressional delegation isn't exactly unified entirely on whether it's worthwhile for Arkansas to reap some of those economic benefits and ideology benefits with Cuba that you just mentioned. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Steve Womack have both had some reservations about this. What would you say to them? And is it time to take, for instance, Cuba off the state sponsors of terrorism list?
I've got a number of friends that are on both sides of this issue. Since I was in Congress in 2001, this is something I've worked really hard to try and get done because I feel like not only trading goods and services, you're trading ideas. And then, too, you have to be consistent. We trade with people like Saudi Arabia. You have a very close relationship with them. China, and the list goes on, who certainly have every bit, if not worse, human rights abuses and things like that. So they're not very far from our shore. I think they're somebody that with time could become a friend and an ally. The way you do that, though, is through personal relationships, and that's how you do it, is through opening up the ability to get over there and visit, trade, all of those kind of things.
I think I've spoken with you before, and you've said something to the effect that also, unlike Saudi Arabia, maybe culture of Cuba is much more similar to ours, so it's a more natural fit in some ways. This next question, I'm going to try to trap you, so let's see what happens. At the same time, we may have a thaw in relations with Cuba, which of course took a turn for the worse in 1962 when Cuba housed Soviet nuclear weapons pointed at the United States. Seeing past that seems like a pretty new, rapid development. I know this might pain some of your supporters, but do you think that the president has shown some leadership in this?
No, very much so. And I had the opportunity to go to Vietnam several years ago. And the relationship that we have with the Vietnamese people is tremendous. They very much like Americans. We trade with them readily. I think the president has shown leadership in opening up Cuba. And, we need to do it and make sure, that we're doing it in the framework of through the powers that he has. But right now, I don't think he's overstepped his authority and is doing things correctly. I think at some point, I think all of us will be very proud of the initiatives that have gone forward.
Another traditional American enemy, Iran, like Cuba, doesn't have a nuclear weapon and has never made one itself at this point. The president struck a tentative deal with Iran about its nuclear energy program. From what you've heard so far, do you support it, and do you think those safeguards are strong enough?
Well, I'm very concerned about it, and it's really difficult to know what's going on because the president came out, in a press conference and basically said, this is the deal. Yesterday, the Ayatollah has come out and said, no, this is the deal. And they're totally opposite. And so that's why I think it's so important that Congress weigh in. If you can't sell it to Congress and you can't sell it to the American public, then you've got a real problem. So as we go back in the next week or so, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will be taking this up. I think they'll vote a bill out of committee and ultimately will pass Congress. It basically says that we'll have to weigh in and approve whatever deal is struck. First, we've got to know exactly what the deal is, and I look forward. We'll have some closed-door conference meetings with the administration and exactly try and see if we can figure out exactly what the frameworks are.
I've been speaking with U.S. Senator John Bozeman. I appreciate you taking your time to talk with us.
No, thank you so much, as always, for having me.